You are listening to The Alex Way.
Welcome back to one more episode of your podcast, hashtag The Alex Way. This is your good friend Alex Moraes from Honduras. And I have a pretty good couple of questions before we get started. And that is, guys, do you want to study abroad? Do you want to travel and get to know new places? Do you want to have the opportunity of a lifetime to work at the country or go to the university of your choice? If you have answered yes to any of the questions previously mentioned, then Mola Leadership is your answer. Go to www.molaleadership.com. We help you study and live abroad in the college and country of your choice. Now, today is a really, really good day to be alive because I got my very first podcast interviewee, and her name is Anastasia Krasun from Ukraine. Hola, Anastasia.
Hola, hola. My name is Anastasia Krasun. Welcome, everybody. Happy to be here. Let's get it started.
Let's get started. Man, Anastasia is a great guest. I mean, she's a girl that will give you so much value. She's just 17 years old. She's from Ukraine. Isn't this Central Eastern Europe?
Yes. Eastern Europe, Ukraine, South Side. The city is Odessa. Shout out to everybody there.
Awesome. Shout out to people in Odessa. And guys, just welcome to our very first interview. Now, Anastasia, for everybody who's listening right now, who is Anastasia Krasun?
All right. So the idea of Anastasia Krasun is that girl who lives up to her dreams, and she constantly plans on more and more and more. There is never enough for her, and she's ready to get out in this world and give this energy out to everybody who's around her and far, far away. Doesn't matter who you are or where you are, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. And that's exactly what I did. And part of it is in the process. The other part is done. And I'm ready to help others.
That's amazing. What a great response. Guys, that's a great way for us to know a little bit more of who Anastasia is. And you're originally from Ukraine, you said Odessa.
Correct.
Is this the capital city of your country?
No, not at all, but it's definitely the capital of the south side of the southern Ukraine. The capital of Ukraine is Kyiv, and I love the city, been there a couple of times. Also, shout out to everybody there.
Everybody in Kyiv, of course. Man, that's awesome. So I guess to just enter into more specifics of your life, because I want everybody who's listening to this podcast to understand more of who you are. Tell us a little bit more about your family.
My family. So it's my beautiful mom, who is definitely a number one role model for me. Her name is Larissa. My
shout out to Larissa.
Hi, mom. Love you.
Yes.
Definitely my dad, my superhero, Sergey, my little younger brother, Artem, and my sister, Diana.
Well, I have to say something to your family, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much for giving this world Anastasia Krasun. And I continue to call you Anastasia, and probably people who's listening are like, what the heck is this Honduran doing? But there's a reason why I'm calling you Anastasia, correct? And that is because that's the
exact way to
pronounce your name. But you go by Anastasia.
Right. An original language of mine, which is Russian/Ukrainian, that's exactly the way people would say my name, my full name, Anastasia.
That's awesome. Okay, well, we're here with Anastasia, or Anastasia Krasun, from the Ukraine. And we're so excited to have this first podcast interview. Isn't that unbelievable?
I'm honored.
Cool. Well, let's keep the momentum going. And now, Anastasia, you are an international who's living in the U.S.
Correct.
What made you decide to live the known for the unknown? What happened?
And that's a good question that I get asked a lot, but the more I get asked, the more of a better idea or answer I come up with. And it's definitely because of a better life, of a better tomorrow. And you grow up in a country or the environment where you, every night you see your parents coming home and complain about there's a delay in your salary or there's a delay in the money that you've earned by working, you know, certain amount of hours and Correct. Not getting paid Correct. What you deserve.
That's
so
right.
So you think of your future and you put yourself in your parents' shoes and mm-hmm. you ask yourself a question. Do you want to live the life that your parents live? And not in a bad way, but right. in every best way, if you're being completely honest. Do you want to spend your life the way your parents struggle and, you know, what is portrayed on your family? Do you want to have a kid going to school where is it corruption or...
Correct. Wow, that's heavy. That's heavy stuff.
You know, all of this heavy stuff, it builds up in your little life portfolio that you have of a certain age. And then it just, you know, it just burst out and you make this ultimate decision. And for me, it was to come to the United States of America and seek a better future for myself, for my future family, and, you know, for the future of my country.
That's wonderful. And that's actually one similarity that we both share because I come from a country that's beautiful. It's in the center of the Americas. It's surrounded by the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. We have beautiful, beautiful animals, rainforests, etc. You name it. However, politically speaking, it's, I think, heavily corrupt. And so my parents also had a really hard time raising me and my siblings. And so that was one of the main reasons why I decided to leave Honduras for the hope of a better tomorrow. And so we are both here internationals, legal internationals. Obviously, we got to specify international student status in America. And here we are trying to make the best we can, trying to be the best we can be for us to hopefully achieve our dreams, our hopes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. So now let me ask you something else. We already know a little bit of who you are, where you come from, and we immediately after jumped into... I mean, what made you decide to leave your country? Now, what is it that you're studying here, and where are you studying at the moment, huh?
Okay, so I live in a cute city named St. Charles in St. Louis area in the state of Missouri, which is Midwest of the United States. And currently I'm studying or taking up a major of business administration, you know, specifically in marketing, entrepreneurship. And the idea of this major for me is to cover up everything that is currently popping in the industry, in the business industry. And if you think about it, business and marketing is used literally everywhere you mm-hmm. can go. Education.
That's right.
Healthcare.
Wow.
Market, you know, literally everything. Yep. And I think that's the future, especially for the young creatives and visionaries. And, you know, that's just the part of the environment that I decided to dive into.
That's amazing. What a great way to put it. So I think one of the many different facets or traits that would describe you would be entrepreneurial as well. Is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that on point?
For sure.
That's really
right
cool.
Right on.
So you're cool.
I hope so.
Right.
That's the goal.
Well, that's the goal. And I can see that. So the cool thing is for everybody who's listening is we have a 17-year-old.
Right. You just gave out my age for the world.
but you know what? To everybody listening here, I mean, I'm telling you.
No more secrets.
No more secrets. Well, this is the thing. You are a hardworking person. And you are someone who has so much going on for you. You're 17 years old. And I think that despite the fact that I'm giving away your age right now, but
yep,
it's
no more
admirable.
Clubs for me.
But it's admirable because who in the right mind would leave their comfort zones at age 17. Good Lord. It's like my sister is 17 years old, you know, and she's still studying in Honduras. But it's like, come on, you know, like it's heavy. I think this is very profound. We need to ponder on why we don't have more 17 years olds who, like you, who are risking it. Okay.
Right. Right. And, you know, as they say, gotta start them young. And to me, it's the matter of time, of course. And it also, you know, if you don't risk, you don't live. And life is all about taking risks, and it's all about risking, you know, every chance, every opportunity that you have, and see what you can take out of it. And you're a true leader when you find the best in the worst, and, you know, you're able to apply and, you know, take every benefit of it. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know, that's ever been in my plan. And I'm just, you know, just living.
Well, and speaking about benefits, that's a key word right there, because that moves us up to the next question, which is, what have been some of the benefits for you personally of studying abroad here in the United States of America?
First of all, it's definitely, you know, quality over quantity. And for me, the quality of the U.S. education is the best in the world. And along with that, there comes counseling. Along with that, there comes networking, clubs, yes. New people.
Right.
There comes opportunities for your future. You know, it's one of those benefit where I couldn't find in Ukraine, back in my home country,
right.
Where you get into school and you also got a chance of counseling and get into your counselor office, or, you know, talking about your future and setting up goals and having that person that always has your back, because that's a part of their job. So it is very beneficial for me to come here knowing that there is a person who can potentially get me a job right after I graduate, or help me write the letter of recommendations or
Absolutely.
My resume, you know,
Man.
Anything.
Man, that's exactly right. I mean, those are just probably considered, you know, part of the tip of the iceberg. I mean, really, because those are just some of the many benefits that any international can experience while studying abroad, in this case here in the U.S. And so we don't have to forget, everybody who's listening right now, the U.S. is the number one destination for international students, followed up by Australia, Canada, China, and the UK. So if you want to study abroad, molatleadership.com. Now let's go on with this next question. Now we know a little bit about the benefits you have experienced. How about some of the challenges? Has there been any sort of depression, homesickness? What about some culture shock? Can you share with us?
That's definitely ran for another 30 minutes, but I'll try to keep it short. You know, there
awesome.
Definitely won't be any excitement from me talking about my experience here if it weren't for my challenges. And my number one challenge is always you, as you already mentioned before, leaving the known for the unknown and coming here being absolutely an absolute stranger to anybody that
Correct.
You meet, anybody,
Correct.
Just like they are to you. So you start to pushing yourself and making and forcing yourself to talk, to speak, to be the first person who takes the initiative
Correct.
To start the conversation. And I mean, that's the key to networking. That's the key to building the relationships, friendships, anything. So that's number one challenge. Honestly, I've always been a social person, so it's been a pleasure to do so. But also you have to
Right.
realize that sometimes with people would not understand what is so hard for us, the internationals, to accept or to change or, you know, do on a daily here in the U.S. while they're the ones who lived here for ages. And it's hard for them to see what we see, you know.
Absolutely.
So, for me to kind of confront people who would mock the way I speak sometimes, or,
yes.
you know, the little accent or
yes.
big accent for somebody
yes.
that can, you know, slip through. And you know, little stuff like this. Sometimes, you know, you don't pay attention to that at the moment.
But
when
it hurts.
you come home and it's like time to, like, I don't know, go to bed or anything. You just reflect on the day that you had. And you were like, man. Why? Like, why did I pay, you know.
High five for that.
You know, why did he or she, you know, pay attention to the way I talk or something? Or,
right.
you know, how could I possibly change that?
Where's the tolerance? I mean, that's certainly one of the challenges because obviously locals are probably not familiar with internationals. And this was said by a couple of professor friends that I have until these locals have the opportunity to study at the college level. See, because the cool thing about being an American citizen in this country is that you have all this cultural milkshake coming to your American college classroom. But at the same time, though, I think there should be some sort of sensitivity and tolerance in terms of accepting one another. Because I've got I've gotten that many times. I mean, I certainly have my accent. But you know what? I've gotten to understand throughout the years here that your accent is your identity. It actually, it's a mark that is imprinted within you, and it tells you you're different.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. And you know that's the thing that I've been trying to accept. And you know that the more I'm here, the more I realize that it, you know, it's easier to accept who I am, and that my accent is a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, prior to coming here, it was always been my goal to sound as American as I could possibly sound.
Yeah, because you want to fit in.
You want to fit in.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then you understand throughout your life, and this is certainly maturity, that you're actually going to fit in by being yourself and not pretending to be something you're not. That's part of it.
Yeah.
And people, you won't make people happy all the time.
Yeah. And they will be happy with, you know, realizing, okay, you're different and I can actually learn something from you. And
absolutely.
I can listen to your story and realize, oh, wow, I've never heard that before because you're from, you know, other part of the world.
Well, and I think that's a valid point. Now, we've come to the final stage of this interview, Anastasia. It's been a pleasure to have you here with me, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Would love to come back.
Now, and you will. Well,
anytime.
Can people get a hold of you, I guess? They can get a hold of you, correct?
Absolutely.
How can people get a hold of Anastasia Krasun?
Okay, so go follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's the same profile name, Anastasia Krasun, AnastasiaKrasun.
That's awesome, Anastasia Krasun.
Go ahead.
Man, that's
awesome.
I'll
follow back.
And you also work for MolaLeadership.com. Surprise, surprise.
Yes.
That's
say
exciting.
It out loud. Exactly. MolaLeadership.com is here for anybody from all over the world who wants to come study, and we're here to help you. We are the ones who got your back, even before you get into American college.
That's so exciting. Thank you so much. Anastasia is also a college consultant with us at MolaLeadership.com. So if you would like to talk to her and to get firsthand help from someone who has lived the process in the flesh, bones, and blood, then go with Anastasia. Man, that was very deep. Well, thank you so much, Anastasia, for being here with us and for the very beautiful and rich in content conversation that you have allowed us to experience. Thank you so much. I'm sure our listeners are very thankful with you. Thank you, and hope to see you again.
Absolutely.
Now, guys, if you want to study abroad and travel, meet new places, have the opportunity of a lifetime to work in a country different than your own, then go to www.molaleadership.com. And as I always say, leave your comments below in the description and like and share. Come on, let's support each other. Help me grow this SoundCloud podcast. Remember, hashtag the Alex Way. This is a podcast for you to live, study, and work abroad. Again, comments in the description, like and share, and see you soon. Ciao.
You've been listening to The Alex Way. Visit www.molaleadership.com. We're all over the internet. Follow us. at Mola Leadership on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.